On this episode of Made for This, we are going to answer the question, am I doing what I'm made for? It's episode 54. Let's do this. Welcome to Made for This podcast. I'm Alex Street, and this is the show where we have conversations about discovering and doing what you are made for. Essentially, we talk about your great big purpose in this life, but it's much more practical than that. We want to talk about what you're doing right now. What job can you have? Should you have? Really, what's the best work for you to be bringing to this world? We do that through conversations with people, going through their lives and hearing about their experiences, and we do that through kind of these solo one-on-one conversations where we get really practical about what you're doing right now. So that as you're searching for meaning, satisfaction, and joy in this life, this podcast with myself and our guests want to come alongside you in that journey as a guide to help you start doing what you're made for as soon as possible. How's that sound? Today, it is you and me, and we're going to have a conversation about movement. Movement. It sounds good all the time. You gotta have like a deep voice. Movement. Really, we're starting a conversation that's gonna take place over 4 episodes of the podcast in the coming few months. It's a conversation that I think will bring great value to you on your journey. And it begins by asking that question, am I doing what I'm made for? Are you asking that question? Have you wondered that? Am I doing what I'm made for? I mean, I see this podcast made for, am I doing what I'm made for? If you've answered or asked that question at all, well, today's going to be a great start to a conversation for you. And so here's what today's episode is going to look like. I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'll give you a broad stroke explanation of what all this is about. And then we're going to start talking about movement. I'm going to take you through a little exercise to start answering some really significant question. And I'm going to give you a bit of a challenge and some things that you can do to take away. And by the end of this episode, you will know a little bit more clearly if you're doing what you're made for or if it's time to start thinking about something else. You good? You good? I'm good. Let's get started. Actually, before we get started, I got to give a shout out to my podcast tribe out there. You're good people. The Made for This community is you're tuning in each week, and I thank you for that. The audience is getting bigger and bigger, and it's because you're so kind, and you're sharing this, and you're talking about it, and it's because you're excited about this work, and that's probably because you're excited about your work, and you're excited about the work that others are doing. It's because you're really good people. You're kind people. You are the best kind of people. And some of you have written really great reviews on iTunes for the podcast. And so I want to read another one out here, right here. This is from The Script Guy. He titled it Consistently Quality and Consistently Getting Better. That's awesome. With a big fat 5-star review, he says, there's something really wonderful about how excited the show's host, Alex, that's me, gets for others who experience success in their life, no matter what they do. Made for This is the kind of podcast that brings perspective to the little and big things and reminds that life is an incredible journey and we're all at the helm of our own. Man, the script guy knows how to write. The newest episodes show an update to the format and production quality. They take their show seriously and want to deliver the best product show after show. Keep up the good stuff. The good stuff. No, he said keep up the good stuff. Look, thanks so much, script guy. I'm glad to be part of your journey, and I'm glad to keep making this thing better. It's just part of the fun of it. So if you want to add to the conversation, go ahead, go leave a review on whatever platform you use, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and just you may just get shouted out on here for the whole world to hear how awesome and kind you are. Also, I am opening up some more spots for life coaching over the next few months. And with that, we can do some one-off sessions, just one big old conversation, or a great package of meetings to work through the Made For This process, which really is an amazing exercise for you to go to if you're close to graduation or you're wanting to change careers or you're really just looking for a job. I can help guide you through that process and bring clarity to the whole idea and the whole ride that you're on. So head on over to alexstreet.ca/coaching for some more info and start a conversation at alexstreet.ca/coaching. Now, let's get to the big question, shall we? Am I doing what I'm made for? A story. I was speaking at a weekend retreat recently. This is something I do. It's something I've done for years. It's something I love to do. It's something I keep getting asked to do and apparently have some kind of positive effect when I do. So I do it. At this one, there was a few hundred middle school students there, which to some of you might sound like a nightmare, and to me sounds like a really great weekend. And there was a bunch of adults as their leaders, kind of like camp counselors, if you're not familiar with the format, these youth retreats. But the adults, they come in and they hang out with these kids for the weekend. But the most amazing thing is they do this as volunteers. They volunteer their time for a weekend, like between their work weeks, to hang out with these young teens and get very little sleep. Just because they genuinely like to be with them and love to see them grow and understand their place in this world more and more. This is what I've loved about youth ministry over my life. And so to be involved in those weekends is amazing. But over this weekend, I had about a half dozen, six or seven conversations with adults. Two of them were over 30, maybe into their 40s, but the rest were in their 20s. And these conversations, while inevitably being full of laughter and joy, got into the depth of life quite quickly. They were all asking essentially the same thing. I'm not sure if I'm doing what I'm made to do. Can you help me figure that out? Maybe this is where you're at. So sure, even though, you know, on this podcast, I can package it up in a neat little box, it's never that easy when dealing with a real story and a real human in front of me. And so over an hour or more, depending where we were in the weekend, we talked things through about where they were working now, who they were dating now, how that affects their futures, what they're learning about themselves and where they want to be working or the dream that they have for their lives. Then within each conversation, there was this realization moment, almost like a snap, when all those things don't necessarily align. There's this realization, this sort of, whoa. And one person, I just remember specifically their voice, they were just like, huh, something's gotta change. Sort of staring off to the ground, to the left, as if there's going to be something there that answers their questions. And I just looked at them and said, yeah, I guess so, huh? But for now, we're not going to figure that out right now. So for now, just keep moving and keep asking questions, okay? So great. Adults wondering what their purpose is. No biggie. Great story, Alex. Nothing new there. But here's what caught my attention on that weekend. All the conversations I had with middle schoolers over the weekend, these are like 10, 11, 12, maybe 13-year-olds, they were about something totally different. They were about Fortnite and Roblox, and they were about what was going on that weekend. They weren't asking if they're doing what they're made for. They were just excited about their lives, excited about their friends, excited about their day, about something that had just happened or something that they were just about to do, go tubing or go rock climbing or the session that was that morning or the music or the food they were eating. Or if they were confused about anything in their life, if they were asking any sort of a bigger question, it was about themselves. It was about who they are and how they feel about themselves or how others make them feel about themselves. You remember being 12 years old? It's a beautiful time, right? You're so confused about everything. Look, something happens, I realized, between 12 and whatever age you are now to flip the switch and make you begin thinking outside yourself to do something. I mean, there's that question, there's that point at 12 or 6 or 16, everyone on some level is thinking about what they're going to do in this world, right? I mean, you've got firefighter, teacher, whatever all that sort of stuff is. But it all gets muddled up, and we fall into the supposed to trap. Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm supposed to do. At this point, I'm supposed to start thinking about what school I go to, which means that I'm locking myself in for 4 years, and then that means that I'm locking myself into a career until I'm 40 or 60, and there's this supposed to. It's what I just am supposed to do. And we forget what it means to just focus on who you are and what you need to bring to this world and being present. What I saw that weekend was this. The adults were feeling stuck and began looking out there somewhere from where they were. While the young teens were moving so much that they were able to be present where they were. It's this great big paradox going on, apparently. Stuckness creates instability, but movement makes us more present. Stuckness doesn't make us stable, it creates instability. And movement doesn't mean that we're wild, but it actually makes us more present. Okay, so what does that story have to do with the big question that we're talking about? Well, here's the broad stroke, okay? Made. Are you doing what you're made for? I walked through a process of discovery earlier in the podcast, episode 50-something, and these processes of discovery to begin to figure out what you're made for. But it's important to look at where you are now and consider if this is in fact what you're made to be doing now. So we can discover what you're made to do, but are you doing what you're made to do right now? That might be a really good place to start. So let's talk about made. M-A-D-E. Four letters, four stages, four signs to answering this question. Am I doing what I'm made for? So over four episodes, we're going to walk through these four signs to help you answer clearly if you're doing what you're made for. So you can either celebrate where you are and rest in the goodness of that and just say, yeah, I feel really right where I am. This is what I'm made for. Or you can confidently begin the process of discovery towards something else, knowing, no, I'm not where I'm made to be. And now you know why. So the four letters, M-A-D-E, spell out, each have a word. It's a beautiful acronym that we made up here. The M is for movement. The question is there movement in your life or do you feel stuck? We'll get to that in a minute. A is for attention. What are you paying attention to? Are you wasting your moments? D is for drive. What is driving you forward? And where does that drive come from? E is for emotion. What emotional state do you start with? Are you already at a disadvantage when you begin your day? Movement, attention, drive, emotion. These four signs will point out if you are in the right place or if, like my friend on that weekend so eloquently said at that in that conversation, maybe something's got to change. So, are you in the right place or does something got to change? Are you doing what you're made for? Let's start by talking a little bit about movement. Is there movement in your life? The answer, very simply, is yes or no. Let me help you clarify that. Your answer might be no to that question if you feel stuck. Maybe your life sounds like this. I do the same thing every day, and I don't really know why. I mean, sure, each day looks a little different. In any given weekend, I might hang out with different people or go on some kind of adventure, but it all feels the same. None of it is moving me towards anything new. Even if I enjoy it, it's just the same. It just all feels like what it's always been. A lot of it feels like what I should be doing. Like the expectations I put on myself or others put on me keep me here. Either that or I'm just afraid to try something new, and so I stay. Everyone else seems to be trying new things, taking leaps of faith and moving away to explore, or moving out on their own, or moving on to the dream job, moving in with their partner, or moving into the house, or moving up in their career, or moving ideas into action. But not me. I'm still here. Stuck. And even if I were to move, I don't know where I would go, or what I would do, or who I'd be with, or how it would work. So, I don't know, why even bother talking about it? Are you stuck? Is your answer no? Or maybe your answer to the question is yes. And if that's the case, maybe your life sounds a bit more like this. I know that tomorrow I'll wake up in the same home, with the same people around me, and I'll go into the same rhythm of work, but it all feels like it's different than yesterday. Something about it changes. You see, my relationships, they're changing and they're growing. They're better now than they were a year ago. We challenge each other. We talk about things that matter. We have exciting conversations. We meet new people and we go to new places together. When I look at what other people are doing, I find myself cheering them on or being inspired by them to step into my plans for growth instead of competing or comparing myself against their work. I'm cheering them on. I know what it's like to be stuck. I've been there. But now, when I have an idea, I move on it. If something needs to be said, I have the conversation. Whether my schedule is wide open or I'm on a tight-knit rhythm, overall, I feel more free. And because of that, I feel more present than ever, wherever I am. I'm changing each day in some small way. This is what movement looks like. So, is there movement in your life? If there's no movement, you'll feel stuck, you'll feel stagnant, unimpressed, and uninterested in the world around you. And this simply is not where we as human beings are supposed to live our lives, is it? But if there's movement, you know, you won't necessarily have a skip in your step, but you live with an energy and an awareness that today doesn't have to be like yesterday. This kind of attitude that you live with leads to creative new opportunities for work, for relationships and experiences. This is what we're made for, a life of movement. Small, subtle, consistent changes and movement in your life. So here's the challenge. Here's the question and the what to do now. How can you begin to create movement in your life if there isn't any right now? Couple of thoughts. One, try a screen-free day, completely screen-free. I know this sounds petty and it sounds like, oh, okay, whatever, but I'm telling you, it's significant. It gives you space. It gives you rest. So put your phone away, turn it off. The people will be there tomorrow. Turn off the TV. Don't turn on a computer. Nothing. Don't even go to a restaurant where there's a screen that you can be distracted by. And see what you end up doing. Now, okay, we're going to talk a lot more about this when we get to the A of made and we talk about what you're paying attention to. But for now, see how that affects your movement in your life. Another one, really practical. Track your thoughts and experiences over a month. Get a 5-minute journal or a gratitude journal or any sort of a journal or diary if you're into that. So you can actually see movement where you thought there wasn't movement before. Amazingly, I just saw this happen. I've done this thing kind of quarterly, every 6 months or so, if not quarterly, then I get a hotel room or I borrow a friend's cottage or something like that. And I just go away for, it's about 24 hours and take a bunch of papers and 3x5 cards and books and whatever it is that I can use to inspire me. And I just get all my thoughts out onto these cards. And typically the format is like I spend the night just writing my thoughts out on cards. So one big word on the card, and then I write the details about it on the back and just throw them into a big pile just to get everything out of my head. Kind of like Harry Potter with the pensive, you know, where they take the memories out of the head and put them in the bowl. That's the thought, is just get it out of my head and get it out there. And then in the morning when I wake up, I start to organize them and put them on a wall and just organize by category. It just helps get my brain into a healthier state. Well, what I did, I've been keeping these notes for the last couple of years, and on this last one I did, just last week, I started the retreat, this experience, by looking through all those notes at my past thoughts, and it was amazing the success and the celebration that I felt as I went through that, the movement that I had recognized in my life. Because there was questions that I was asking a year ago that I'm not asking anymore because we've worked through them. There were thoughts that I had that actually aren't even existent anymore. There were people in life that I was worried about that aren't a worry anymore. There was job opportunities that aren't there anymore because I took them or clearly and confidently said no to them. All the big things that I was worried about, all the big fears that I had are not there anymore. And I so celebrated as I picked up those papers and tossed them in the garbage and said goodbye to them. Now, I don't know if I could recommend that because maybe in 3 years it would have been good to see the 3-year progress. But for now, that 1 year, 18-month progression was amazing to see. So go ahead, try this. Track your thoughts and experiences over a month, over a year, and just see how you're moving. Sometimes all you need is some data to be able to see it. Try a screen-free day, track your thoughts, and try this one. Invite some friends over to your house for a meal this week or go out to dinner. I'd rather you invite them over to your house, though, because that one, although the prep might stress you out, cleaning the house, getting food ready, whatever that is, I guarantee that they're going to leave you with new thoughts and ideas to move ahead with if you let them. Now, if you shut them off, if you close off their ideas, they're going to leave you with nothing, even though they tried. But if you're open to it, then there could be movement just from inviting community into your house. Screen-free day, track your thoughts, invite some friends over. This could create movement in your life. It's not difficult, trust me. But movement is a major difference maker, and it merely requires you saying yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. As you know, probably, I try to live as a follower of Jesus. I'm deeply moved by his story and the impact on this world. I think it's the answer for so much of what we're going through here. And one of the things I find fascinating about the way that Jesus worked, if you know the story, if you know who he is and his influence and really anything about him, one of the major things was that he was constantly moving. From one town to the next, the stories consistently say that any given day he would be somewhere else. If you read through the narratives, the short stories often begin with they were on their way to, or they were on their way from here to there. And so he is always on the move. But the second thing that interests me is that his disciples, his closest followers, they followed him in all these places. They were constantly moving, seeing what they could do in a new place with new people and new experiences and learn about themselves. This movement created a foundation for this huge worldwide church because they were always moving and learned so much along the way. I don't think that's an accident, and it's part of the story for a reason. But this might be the most significant part. Jesus, although he was always moving, he also found time to stop. And this isn't just about physically moving all the time, okay? Movement doesn't just mean a change in your environment. Sometimes movement happens when we are physically still, but we listen and we pay attention to what's here and now. Like my friends in middle school, there's so much movement and yet so much presence in the moment. I'm so excited for you to begin to work through these questions, to narrow in on what you're made for in this life. And I mean, if I'm honest, it's all quite selfish, really, because I believe that if you do what you're made for, I'm better off. We're all better off. As someone living on the same planet as you are, the whole thing will be better as you do what you're made for and tell a better story with your life. And these four signs, M-A-D-E, these are what we work through in my free discovery coaching call. So if you want to work through all four of them right now and you don't want to wait for the podcast, then just go ahead, get a conversation started, and let's work together through these in like a 30-minute phone call. So just go on over to alexstreet.ca/coaching, and we can begin to answer that question, are you doing what you're made for? Now, next week, I'm coming at you with a dynamite interview with Joel Hansen. Joel is 22 years old. He's working in marketing for a private equity firm in British Columbia, and he's also a LinkedIn expert and a social media advocate for millennials and Gen Z. Oh, baby, it's a good one. Here's a preview of that conversation.
The way we handle our time and our money and our work motives and our how we invest outside of work, I think, you know, largely do dictate how you make your mark. And I think that's just kind of part of the question. I think they really both do stem from your work output as well as how you kind of internally operate as a human being aside from the human doing. And I think they go hand in hand for how you handle yourself as a person, you know, in the household with friends and family, in the community on the weekends. And then on the second hand, what are you delivering throughout the week in your workplace, whether that's, you know, nursing, education, business. And I think those go hand in hand for me. And I think understanding how you kind of helpfully reach those hand in hand are kind of the question of life. So
you're going to love that conversation. And we're trying something new next week. We're going to cut the episodes into smaller chunks of about 30 minutes or so. I'm still going to release, you know, both halves of the conversation, and we're going to release them both in the same week, but just in two parts on Tuesday and Thursday. We're just going to see how that works for a while to give you smaller chunks for your listening pleasure. And really, I don't know, let me know if you like it or if you don't like it. Because here on this show, we are always testing something new, always trying to get better, always moving. See what I did there? Movement is key. Here we go. Now it's your turn. Get moving. Go and tell a better story with your life. This is Alex Street. We'll talk to you soon.